Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're going to do it, do it. Say what you can do. Do what you say. If you can't do it, don't say you can do it. Don't overleverage yourself. Don't overleverage a decision and then jump in and kind of dip a toe. I think I'll try it out. No, think if you're going to try it out beforehand, but when it's time to go, dive. Finish it. Find out. Come out the other side. Don't leave it and go, ooh, if I just would have, That keeps me up at night. I think it keeps a lot of us up at night. When you half-ass something and you just don't know, whether you failed or succeeded, got what you want or didn't get what you want, finding out and looking in the mirror and going, I didn't half-ass it. I went all the way. I found out, and that ain't for me. Or I found out, and you damn right that is for me. That's a great place to get to. I think part of the challenges in life is a lot of us are running around half-assing ourselves. Half fooling ourselves, not full of ourselves, not studying ourselves enough, not holding ourselves to task enough, not patting our own self on the back when we do get what we want enough, not cracking our own whip on our backside when we do get out of line even though we knew better. I wish we were more full of ourselves that way. Someone said this to me before, Matthew, you're so full of yourself. And I, without thinking, I was like, well, who else am I supposed to be full of?
That's a good line.
And I stopped after. I was like, that's exactly what I meant. And I went and wrote that down. I wish more people were more full of themselves. I think we should take some time to be able to look in the mirror and own that thing that we pulled off and go, good job. That's what you wanted. That's what you got. At the same time, be able to, as we do more often, look in the mirror when we fail and go, bogey, you did not pull that off.
Give others and yourself more credit.
Happiness, you can't guarantee it, but there is a science to satisfaction. There, you can look at habits that engineered less pain in your life. Maybe more pleasure, but at least less pain. And that's a win.
So much easier to be supportive and gentle of other people than of ourselves. You know, you will happily bestow this sort of gentle, reassuring pat on the shoulder when somebody succeeds or falls short when they tried their best. Yet, given the fact that you tried your best, you give yourself a kick on the way out of the door and a harsh word to follow you.
Yep, because I got myself in the pickle. Because things didn't go how I wanted it to go or how I believed it could go. Life's the ironic tragedy. Life is pain. I'm the reason that I stepped in, which is also an asset. Even if someone goes, why are you giving yourself so much credit for screwing that up?
We're going to make mistakes. You got to own them. Then you got to make amends. And then you got to move on. Guilt and regret kills many a man before their time. So turn the page, get off the ride. You are the author of the book of your life.
There are habits that I notice, things I take care of in my life, health-wise, faith-wise, father-wise, husband-wise. If I'm doing that consistently, there's less valleys.
The ironic tragedy is that life has to be lived forward, but only makes sense in reverse.
But when you look back, we can all connect every single dot. It's mathematical, scientific, how we got to this table right here. It's all connected if we go back and look at it. And there's a whole lot of, I thought that was the end. Well, it was the end, but it was the beginning of this thing. What you're leaning into is that mystery going forward, right? That ironic tragedy that you have something to push off the, well, I don't know what I do want, but I do know I don't want that. You yes, have leverage.
Yes, yes.
You know,
yes.
It's there. You know, we always say, well, who are you? You know, I want you to figure out who you are. And we ask, I try not to ask my kids that now. Well, I want you to know who you are. And a part of that who's helped me is Bob Dylan's lines. Like, I don't know what all this talks about who we are, man. We are all just what we create ourselves to be. And that gives me a little, oh, that's relaxing. But it's so much easier to figure out who you're not. And if you start eliminating the who I'm not, by sheer mathematics, you end up
moving toward
who more of what feeds you and who you are. And it's a hell of a lot easier thing to go, how can I get rid of some bullshit in my life, than it is to go, well, how do I go to my true self?
Do I want to press the accelerator more quickly? Or do I want to take my foot off the fucking brake?
Sometimes the hard work and the endurance and the elbow grease, the work harder we were talking about, that hustle is not the way out. Sometimes it's, I need to back up, laugh, have a sip of my favorite whatever, and dance my way through the raindrops out of this sandwich. And even looking at the things that are bad and going, oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
I think one of the themes of your worldview that I've become familiar with is alchemizing bad times into good ones. A reminder that things that seem bad can end up being good. How can people, or how do you have more of that perspective during a hard time?
I probably start off intellectualizing something that I know I probably should believe in, but don't believe in it, and convince myself, even to an extent to trick myself, that, you know, to sit here and go, well, you just tell yourself, this too shall pass. Okay, great. Well, what the hell's that mean? Even if it's true. In the moment, you're like, what are you talking about, man? I'm in the debit section. I'm in a warning section. This sucks. I think that how much I'm conscious of it or not, my undeniable optimism and faith that this isn't all it is. And if it is, oh, so what? That's okay. Well, then really, so what? You know what I mean? What's the big deal? It minimizes. I seem to have a tendency not to make a bigger deal out of things that other people make a bigger deal. Dramas. I don't like to create false drama. When it comes and it's hard, I am affected. I get the blues. I get sad. I get mad. I'm a shit to be around. I can't get to sleep. I got demons in my own head trying to work the riddle out. Why did this happen? That's the other thing that's tough for me is I think that any bad thing that happens to me, my initial reaction is, well, what'd you do wrong to lead to this?
Heard a quote recently that said, every man knows reflection and introspection when he's at his lowest. Bad times, you can't do anything other than wallow in retrospective assessment.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite things I've learned from you is when things are going well, given that that's presumably what you want to have more of, maybe worth deconstructing that.
Yes. Can I try and bottle some science here to why things are going well? And I did find consistencies. You were appreciating more. You were pointing out beautiful things and not taking them for granted. And so I found a list of things. I'm like, and when I get off track, I try to remind myself, you've been slacking on some of those. I've definitely found consistencies. And I think we all have them if we just notate them along the way that they're not by accident. Let's cheers. Let's have a cheers on the way for all the things that are work for when we have going right. Also knowing that it's not forever, that we will have a mountain to climb here shortly. What's my best advice I need to give myself right now is listen to my own damn advice.
Yesterday you said that
you were going to
do it today.
But you didn't. So
post that video.
Start a business.
Write the song.
Read the book.
Go to the gym.
Whatever it is.
You just begin.
Maybe some of you guys got something you never finished, something you really want to do, something you never said to somebody, something. And you're told no, even after you pay your dues. Who's got the right to tell you that? Who? Nobody. It's your right to listen to your gut. It ain't nobody's right to say no after you earn the right to be where you want to be and do what you want to do.
You know,
Sometimes all you need is 20 seconds of insane courage. And I promise you, something great will come of it.
Take it from an old spectator. Life's not a spectator sport. If watching is all you're going to do, then you're going to watch your life go by without you.
Yeah. You know, if I see something, I see an opportunity, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We only, you know, we're all going to die one day.
Yeah, it's true.
So we live like that. Live like you could die tomorrow. You know, go for it.
And I gave my soul to this game. There's nothing more I can give. Nothing. But I'm telling you, it goes by fast. And if you don't give it your all, you're going to regret it.
Make this note. Don't become a victim of yourself. Forget the thief in the alley that's after your purse. What about the thief in your mind that's after your promise?
And I looked around me in that cold winter in that little apartment with no future and not much of a path. And I said to myself, if ever I want anything to change, it's up to me. That's the time where I really got scared. It suddenly hit me right between the eyes. And if I wanted my life to be different, it was up to me to make my life different. And if I can get only one point across to you in this simple segment, this little segment is this, is that the starting point of flying to the stars, the starting point of taking complete charge of your life, the starting point of great success and great achievement is to accept complete, unconditional responsibility. If it's to be, it's up to me. If it's to be, it's up to you.
The odds of me getting attacked by a shark, about 1 in 4 million. The odds of me regretting not getting in the ocean, well, that's 1 in 1, brother. I know for a fact I'll be kicking myself all next week if I don't relax in the water at least once, man. Life is about taking risks, facing your fears, being scared, man. I ain't saying go do nothing dangerous, but ask that cutie out behind the coffee counter you're in love with, man. Move to the new city that you've been dreaming of. Take a risk. The odds of you regretting going for it are 1 in however many numbers. The odds of you regretting not going for it, that's 1 in 1, but it's going to be 1 in 1 every time. You got to go out and live your damn life, man.
These are the years when a man changes into the man he's going to become the rest of his life. Just be careful who you change into.
When you are starting out, I think you got to find the thing that's the pain. And like, pain motivates significantly faster and stronger than pleasure does. Like, people are like, no, passion's the right way. It's like, point a gun at a family member. All of a sudden, 10 out of 10 motivation. Pain.
Take the biggest risks of your entire life right now. Remember, you have time.
Tomorrow begins right now. You know, some people say there's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I've never heard of the day called someday. Someday I'll become something. Someday I'll start something. It's right now, guys. Today is the day. Someday arises into something. Tomorrow will bear the fruits of your labor. It must be that way. The dream that you feel, man, inside, the belief that can be, it must start with action today if tomorrow's ever going to have any bearing of light to it. They say dreams are things that, you know, that you see when you're sleeping. I say bullshit. I say dreams are things that keep you from sleeping because you can't wait to become it.
You can get so scared and you can be so easily lulled into the idea that good is good enough, that feeling safe and comfortable is what you should always be looking for.
I'll never be a hero. I'm just an ordinary guy and I've reached my damn limits.
Your limit? Who decides what your limit is? Instead of overthinking your setbacks, just focus on moving forward.
If you play it safe, you're gonna exist. You only get to live when you take risks. The jump is necessary. It's like I said in the video, every successful person I ever know has jumped. Why would you not?
What would you tomorrow want you today to do? What would you tomorrow want you today to do? You have this decision in front of you.
Most of the reason that we're afraid to fail is because we're afraid of dying in an abstract reality. We think, oh, we catastrophize. Okay, I'll lose my job, and then no one will like me, and then I won't be able to get a job again, and then I'll be homeless, and then I'll die. But when I thought through, I was like, what would actually happen? So if I went there and I failed, what would I do? I can always get the job back.
Mm-hmm.
So like, this is actually a significantly lower risk move than I'm perceiving it to be. I can get the job back. Or I can get another job that's comparable, right? I have the experience, and me doing all this stuff only makes me more valuable because I'll have a cooler story than somebody who just did 4 years of this job rather than two and then did 2 years of things on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the one argument The secondary argument was, for me, I was young at the time. I was like, this is extremely hard to do. If you say, because I used to always tell people like, yeah, and I'd like to own my own business someday. Like, it's almost like you like tag it on to like, what's your, you know, what do you do now? And I'd like to. And so I thought to myself, if it's this hard now, when I have no kids, I have no wife, I have no stakes, it's going to be nearly impossible for me to do later. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I have to do it now.
You don't get to be successful without risk. Investing grows your money quicker than anything. You can't work that many jobs to keep earning money. You got to have some money sitting somewhere that's working for you. Your job is to work to make the money. And then you got to get your money to work for you.
You think you're going to get in better shape. You think you're going to get more money. You think your relationship is going to improve. You think you're going to get promoted. You think you're going to get a raise. You think the world is going to get better without you doing anything, but it isn't.
I think that there's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have. You have to believe that something different than what has happened for the last 50 million years of history, you have to believe that something different can happen.
It's so easy for us to think about taking action and talk about taking action and not taking action. And no one has ever thought themselves in the area of action that ever got a return. Nobody has ever postponed action and got a return today.
The biggest risk to your future isn't your competition. It's the distractions you insist on keeping in your life rather than doing the things you know you should be doing but aren't. People delay doing things they don't like for longer than it takes to do them.
You think, oh my God, there's a terrible risk in pursuing this new job. It's like, yeah, there is a terrible risk. There's a terrible risk in you staying with your job right now. And there's no secure path forward. Give it up. It's risk everywhere.
There's nothing by accident, dude. What you visualize will become your reality. It just will. If you're willing to put in the actions behind it. If you go back and track your thoughts and you audit your thoughts honestly, you are living the existence that you believe you deserve to live right now. When you learn to control that through accepting as true and then practicing the skill set, you get better and better and better and better.
Aren't you sick of getting on Instagram and seeing someone else putting in the work that you should be doing? You can watch someone else all day long. But don't you think life would actually change if you were running the miles or starting the business? You've got to stop just being a consumer of greatness and start producing it, because an extraordinary life doesn't happen by accident, and no one's going to make it happen for you. Please do not fall for the chosen one complex, because the only person that's going to save you from a life of standing still is you.
Here's how to really cash in on this year. Number one, get serious. Life is serious. We call it life or death. Somebody asked me one time if I had a good description of life. I said, yes, I think I've got a good one. Life is the struggle to keep death at a respectable distance. Right? Death seems to want to move in prematurely. If you want to live a good, long, flourishing life, you got to push back. You can't just give in. You got to push back. That's what these products are for. To help you push back. But we're dealing with some serious matters here. So we can't just, you know, tell the latest 10 jokes and just go home. We're not here to entertain. We're here to instruct, we're here to grow, we're here to learn, we're here to get the best we possibly can. Serious. Life is serious. The future is serious. One ancient novelist said, these are the best of times and these are the worst of times. And for some of those who came across this platform at the extravaganza, $1 million a year incomes, for them, it's the best of times. But I want you to know that while they're getting the diamonds and the millions, there are a lot of people around the world, for them, it is the worst of times.
That in a world that's changing so quickly, the biggest risk you can take is not taking any risk.
You learn nothing from success, never. There's nothing you learn from success, you know. You learn everything from failing. And fear of failing is what holds people back from doing anything.
Yes.
And and when you don't try, and you wake up at 65 years old, you're a lot angrier than if you'd failed. You're a lot. You know, it's really easy to be 65 years old and go, I tried to do that, I just couldn't do it. You'll really be mad if you go, I think I could have done that, but I didn't try.
I can't do this alone.
Yes, you can.
Dreams is, they should be pure. I think a lot of times, you know, when we're born into this world, we actually wind up going backwards. And it seems like the more we mature, the more responsible our dreams become. And the more governors we put on ourselves and our ability to dream and to reimagine. And it's always a fight for us parents and, you know, and for you guys to make sure that your dreams always stay pure. And so it's not a matter of pushing beyond the limitations or expectations. It's really a matter of protecting your dreams, protecting your imagination. That's really the key. And when you do that, then the world just seems limitless.
I sacrifice everything what I have. I stay focused. I work so hard. I will sleep, train, eat, repeat, and that's it. It's like, you want this or no? There is not like 50-50.
What do you really, really want from your life? If you had no limitations, if you had all the money and all the time and all the talents and all the abilities, if you could do or be or have anything, what would you really want in your life?
Think about it. If you're gonna do something, if you've chosen to do something, whatever it is, easy, hard, if you give it your all and you don't half-ass it, at least you're not gonna have to wonder, oh, would the outcome have been different? What if I did give it my all?
Louie. A moment of pain is worth a lifetime of glory. Remember that.
Repeat after me, please. Make your move before you're ready.
Grab your nuts. For once in your life, have some ownership, some credibility behind your actions and your words. Mean what you say. Do what you say. Follow through for something for one time in your life. One time, follow through on what you say. You will feel a high that you've never felt before. When you follow through on things in life, guys, you achieve the confidence, the mentality that anything's possible.
There are no two words in the English language more harmful than good job.
I will almost guarantee you the reason that your want and desire is far from being fulfilled by achieving it is because you haven't taken action necessary. So today, don't think about it. Don't talk about it. Don't wish for it. Go for it.
It's those times when even the hardest motherfuckers in the world are looking around for guidance. It's that one motherfucker. It's that one motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Be that one motherfucker.
Be that guy.
But even you're saying to yourself, boy, this fucking sucks. I don't want to be here right now, and you look at all the guy's eyes around you, and you've seen it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The eyes just go down, like, man, we didn't get the fuck out of here. This is brutal. Be that guy who finds the fuck first and say, you know what, man?
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Life is about risk. If you play it safe in life, you ain't gonna have much of a life. Life is risk. It take courage to pursue your dream. I just did it. It cost me everything, but eventually, most people are not willing to pay what it costs to go after your dream, because you're going to have to hurt a little bit. And most people don't like being uncomfortable. If you don't want to be uncomfortable, please do not pursue success, because success is a very uncomfortable feeling.
Things, you got to go for it, guys. You got to say, you know what? This comfort zone I'm in is a f***ing danger zone. It's a danger zone, because what is it doing? It's stopping you from your true potential. It's comfortable. I don't want to step out here because I don't know that area. Well, that area is going to give you, you got to risk it, right? And the reward is huge. Yeah, I got a little bit of pain right now. You know, my ankle's a little sore, but I got all this reward and pride of who I am and everything else. And I'm taking that into my next endeavor, the next job. And you know what? That's going to be enhanced. You guys got to risk it, man. Don't let anyone say you can't do something. Don't let your mind say, oh, I can't do it anymore. It's your body. You can. You just got to push past it. We listen to society and what the normality, the average people are saying, oh, that's too much. It's too much. Too much for them, man. Not too much for you.
And dreams without goals are just dreams.
Come on.
And ultimately, they fuel disappointment.
If you do not have clear goals for your life,
you are condemned forever to work for those who do. You see, in life, it's very simple. Either you are working toward the accomplishment of your goals, or you're working toward the accomplishment of other people's goals.
The word is inertia. And this word, the definition is a tendency to do nothing or remain unchanged. In physics, is a property of matter by which it continues in its existing state of rest or uniform motion in a straight line unless that state is changed by external forces.
All right, you got one life. And in one life, the goal for us, you're going to do things, you're going to make mistakes, you're going to fuck up. You're supposed to learn and then move forward with the understanding of what not to do. But somewhere along the lines, it's going to click.
Whatever you are passionate about is what you have to pursue in life. Everything in life is a fucking risk, but you have to go out and do what you enjoy to do.
Like, you want to get your life together? Take the path of maximal responsibility.
Dive, move, start, act. Trust me, it's the only way to get there.
People either survive in the jungle or exist in the zoo. Few recognize the significance.
I'm doing something I don't want to do. Every right. time I start doing things I don't want to do, I grow.
You can't be the man if you don't jump. You can't be top dog unless you fight the other dog. Ain't nobody finna give you the championship. You don't win the title without coming to the fight. You don't win the fight without training. The jump is necessary. Every successful person I ever know has jumped.
So go for it, man. Go enter something that you always, enter something that you've been scared to do. Just entering it, you feel a sense of pride. At the end of my life, my tombstone, one thing I'll have on it, no f***ing regrets. And that's a good life, man. So I encourage you, man, whatever that fear inside of you is, then you're on top of the mountain, man. You only got one life, why not go for it, right?
You gotta show up. How many times have you heard me say that? What's the biggest advice I could give you, folks? Show up. You can't stay home. You want to be a success? You have to show up.
And be part of the few that do. I really do. Be part of the few that do. Instead of the many that are envious is watching, you know? Get out of the grandstands of life. Stop being spectators. Stop becoming a subject matter expert. Just hold it for as long as you can until these motherfuckers shake. Well, they've had enough. Because that's what you are. You've had enough. The only good enough is when you're saying, I've had enough with normality. I've had enough of being fucking out and about. You know, no one's seen me living a life of known remembrance. I've had enough of that. I want change in my life. I want to be somebody, a remembrance of power. There's two levels of pain, guys. There's a pain that hurts you, and then the pain that changes you. That's the pain I always salute, because that's the pain of progress. Do you realize how easy it is to live an above-average life? The average person poisons themselves with alcohol. The average person lives for the weekend. They engage in relationships of pure indulgence, and they eat like they want to be on medication for the rest of their life. If you want an above-average life, use your brain and don't act like that. Make decisions that are right for years and years, and it freaking works. If you're around my age of 24 or younger, it's likely that living intelligently hasn't fully paid off yet, but it'll be almost comical in 20 years when all of our peers are consumed with self-induced pain that could have easily been avoided had they just opened their eyes and listen to those that have already suffered the same.
You want to begin to take some chances. You want to begin to challenge yourself and make it okay to fail and learn from your failures. Don't allow fear of failure and the allure, the attractiveness of playing it safe in life to draw you in. You can't get out of life alive. You got to die to leave here. Other thing is, you look at yourself, look at your dreams, detoxify your life. Write that down.
How badly do they want it? If you want it so badly, if you want it with tremendous intensity of desire, there's really nothing in the world that can stop you from getting it. There's an interesting story was told by about Socrates, and Socrates was talking to one of his students, and the student said, I am hungry for knowledge. What can I do to increase my knowledge? And Socrates said, knowledge is something that is readily available and easy to get if you want it bad enough. He said, I'm sure I want it badly enough. And Socrates said, come with me. And he walked him offshore into the ocean, and walked him offshore into the Aegean Sea. And they got about 3 or 4 feet. And Socrates, a very, very strong man, grabbed the young man and put his head under the water. And the young man began to struggle and struggle and struggle, and finally became incredibly frantic, and finally brought him up. And he said, now, what did you want while you were under the water? And he said, all I wanted was air. He said, all I could think of in the whole world was air. He said, when you want knowledge with the same intensity that you wanted that oxygen, you will get all the knowledge that you could desire. And when you want anything with great intensity, if you have the desire, you'll get it.
You're only seeing what's in front of you. You're not seeing what's above you.
I can't change the beginning, but could I change the middle? Could I change? Can I edit that story, rewrite that story, and change my entire life?
It's madness. It's a super fucking cycle workout. But you have it up here, and you go through it out there, guys. You will leave here not only physically dominating, but mentally unstoppable. It all starts today.
There's two great words of antiquity everybody should learn. One's positive and one's negative. Here's the positive word. Behold. Behold the possibilities. Behold the opportunity. Behold, the next person you can meet might be your friend for life. Now, here's the negative word. Beware. Beware of what you become in pursuit of what you want.
People want to know how to stop the laziness, stop the procrastination, but they don't know where to start. And when's the best time to start? You start right here. And when do you start? You start right now. You initiate the action aggressively, because the idea isn't going to execute itself. And the book isn't going to write itself. And the weights out in the gym, they're not going to move themselves. You have to do it, and you have to do it now. You got to stop thinking about it, and stop dreaming about it, and stop researching every aspect of it, and reading all about it, and debating the pros and cons of it. Just start doing it.
It just goes to show that no matter what happens in life, if you just continue to strive, put one foot in front of the other, that the sky's the limit, and this world really can be your oyster.
And then you have to see the other side of it. Like, you run into yourself again.
Yeah.
Because the only easy day was yesterday. It's gone. Tomorrow, we don't have any idea if it's going to show up. You got one day down here, man. You wake up, you give it everything you got. Everything you got. Everything you're going to need for your day is probably around you. The further you go away from it, the further you're going away from your day. And don't try to carry one of them suckers. They're too heavy. Let the day carry you. And whatever you run into, man, run into it and give it all you got.
Right. I mean, a lot of people, I think that whenever you get yourself into a position where you have to make some big shift in direction or do something, you know, there are always people are going to point to the downside risks of that decision. And locally, they're maybe right. Right. I mean, if for any given decision that you're going to make, there's upside and downside. But in aggregate, if you are stagnant and you don't make those changes, then I think you're guaranteed to fail.
It's incremental changes over the long haul. And the way you have to look at it is if these two boats are going in a parallel direction and one of them just shifts 5 degrees over the course of time, this boat is going to be in a far different place than the other boat that's going the same way it was always going.
I'd rather go too far than not far enough. And I think I like that sentiment with basically all the training, you know, because I think we're all pretty much well freaking aware. The harder you go, the more results that you will freaking get, right? The harder that you train, the more effective the training is going to be, the better results you're going to get. The only reward that you get from taking it easy is the fact that in the moment, it's easier.
It's really up to you, the life you want to have. If you want a good life, then make good choices. Do you wake up in the morning with discipline saying, hey, I got to do the right thing. I got to work. What's my choice going to be today? do I make my life worthwhile or do I just mess it up? We choose our joys and sorrows way before they happen.
Whatever path you're going to take, do it. Do it. Pour some life into your idea. And like I said, you've got to remember that there's no guarantee that when you pour life into an idea, there's no guarantee that that idea is going to come to life too. You might pour everything you've got into that idea and it can still die. And you might have to let it die. You have to let the dream die because some ideas aren't good enough to live. That's just the way it is. But you know what? At least give it a chance. Don't let that idea die inside your head. No more waiting. No more putting it off or waiting for the right time or the right people or the right alignment of things in the world. No more of that. No more excuses. Just execution.
I think the greatest fear that we face is ourselves, actually. You know, I think it's not anything that's external or anything that's superficial. I think the greatest fear you face is yourself, because you know, we all have dreams, and it's very scary sometimes to accept the dream that you have, and it's scarier still to say, okay, I want that. It's scary because you're afraid that if you put your heart and soul into it and you fail, then how are you going to feel about yourself, right? So being fearless means putting yourself out there and going for it. No matter what, go for it. Not for anybody else, but for yourself.
Go get it. And I was like, you know what? Man, all I gotta do is work at it. That's it. Every single day, work at it. So that's where it started. And I mean, it's been a struggle some days, I won't lie. Some days I'm like, man, this is tiring. This is hard. Now I embrace the hard. And I want that every single day. I don't ever want anything to be easy. I think whenever it's hard, like you really, really, really deserved it. If it's hard and you get it done, you gave everything to it, that's yours. Nobody can take that from you.
You should be very proud of yourself right now. You know? Came here with a desire. You put action to that desire. That combination explodes into potential, whatever you want to make happen. This world is your playground, man, if you want to be. Everything that's you ever dreamed of becoming, some human made happen. The only difference between that human and you, we all have, all created equally, right? Except up here. We have the ability to enhance or to destroy this guy. And that will have a cause and effect if this is enhanced or destroyed. Right here, guys. That's why I always say the gym is a mind-body connection. It's not about just the gym and getting big. It's a metaphor of life. You come in here, you build your body, and it's non-subjective nature. You build a confidence that in your opinion, what you feel is stronger than anything else. Like I said before, winners, their belief overrides the disbelief of the crowd every single time. So no matter what happens, they believe in themselves when no one else is out there. That's going to be the make or break. That's going to be the details of success. That's going to be the cause combined to the effect. That's the life you want to live. That's the life you can live. That's the life you better start living.
Give it a go. Somebody says, yeah, but I'm looking for safety and security. Fine, then huddle in a corner. We'll cover you with a sheet, bring you 3 meals a day. And we'll protect you, feed you, look after you, care for you. We won't let anything happen to you. And you'll probably live to be 100. The guy said, well, yeah, I'd live to be 100. But what a way to live. Right. What a way to live, safe and secure. Don't ask for security. Ask for adventure. Better to live 30 years full of adventure than 100 years safe in the corner. And see, it's not important how long you live. What's important is how you live.
I'd say, well, I'm afraid to make a change. And I'd say, well, that's okay. That's understandable. How afraid are you not of not making a change. Let's make a little vision of that. You're 35. You hate your job. What's the consequence? You're not motivated. You don't want to get out of bed in the morning. You're starting to get depressed. You're getting bitter. You're getting resentful. You're getting cynical. You're amotivated at work. You're not doing a very good job. And you're starting to shrink. Now play that out for 10 years. You don't change it. You don't fix it. And what happens? Well, it's not like it's going to get better of its own accord. What's going to happen to you? Well, for sure, at minimum, what's going to happen to you is you're going to be in the same situation, but 10 years older.
Develop a sense of urgency. A sense of urgency is a quality that is possessed by only 2% of the population. 2% of the population do things fast. 2% of the population have a bias for action. In Tom Peters' wonderful book, In Search of Excellence, he says that all the excellent companies have a bias for action. And all of the companies that do not classify or do not come into the excellence category do things when they get around to it. You call them up and you have a problem or a complaint. You hear from them 3 or 4 weeks later. But the excellent companies, you call up with a problem or a complaint, bang, there's somebody back to you in 2 minutes.
Is that his mindset, man? And if your mindset is so weak that you're like, oh, it's only genetics can do that, it's only genetics, and you listen to society's rhyme the reasons and the rules of the land as if they apply to you, no wonder you're always going to be a servant here. No wonder. It's not until you say, fuck it. That might be how it's written. It ain't going to be how the way it's going to go down, though, for me. You got to rewrite your own history in life, man. Stop listening to what everyone says is the way it is.
And here's an important statement to remember. It's not what you get that makes you valuable. It's what you become. So part of the key here is to set the kind of goals that will make something of you. Don't set them too low so that you don't have to grow and you don't have to read and you don't have to try and you don't have to stretch. Don't set them too low. And then don't sell out. Don't go for something that's going to cost you your virtue or cost you your values or sell out your principles. There's a good middle road here to follow. Goals that will inspire, goals that will help you grow, change, develop, and become better than you.
And you don't know where to go, start walking. You got to start walking because the perspective is not going to change. You have to start moving forward. You have to start taking steps in order to improve your vision, improve your perspective, change your perspective, make some kind of progress. And worst case scenario, you figure out that you walked the wrong direction. Okay, now you can go walk in the other direction. And that's going to be fine. But standing there lost and not doing anything is just waiting to die, waiting to starve to death. Don't let that happen.
Talk about the importance of nothing. You get up every day, you're entitled to nothing. Nobody owes you nothing. You could have talent, but if you don't have discipline and you don't execute, you don't focus, what do you get? Nothing.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.